Chapter 81. Holy shit, Faith exclaimed as she held up her phone to LP and Dion. Dion and Faith had dropped by LP's apartment to meet up before going to the studio. As they arrived, Faith was checking out her social media feeds, as she always was. They were exploding with the headline story about the museum mauling, as it had quickly been labelled. A couple of thousand billionaires just became appetizers, dinner and dessert for the Central Park Zoo, she said incredulously. Faith had seen her fair share of horrible things depicted on social media, but nothing could top the images that were being fed to Smatter and other platforms. Unfucking believable, LP shouted, as they witnessed the decimation of the world's top 1% of the 1% being replayed on every network on the planet. Is this a live situation? Dion asked incredulously. As in, it's happening right now? Yes, Faith confirmed. There are reports of mass confusion about the security on site. Some people are saying none of the cameras were working, and others are reporting from live feeds, so there's clearly something wrong here. Someone must have implemented some kind of override on the recordings. Other stories are saying that all the doors locked automatically, sealing the one ones into the museum, but unlocked as soon as the animals arrived. One ones was what Faith, Dion, and LP called the wealthiest class of people, the 200-foot yacht types. Has no one asked how the animals got out of the zoo in the first place? LP said, trying to make sense of everything that he was hearing. This is all too much of a coincidence, Dion added. It's obvious that the whole thing was a setup, from the deaths of the two people they were celebrating to the animals getting out and all the fluky bullshit that happened when everyone was on site. I have to contact Sylvie, LP stammered as he grabbed for his fleecy and ran to the door. I have to find out what the fuck is going on. She's involved. Gaia's involved. I know it. Sounds like a plan, Dion said, but you might need your shoes.